This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday praised Ukrainian troops for their progress over the past week and driving back Russian forces in the east, even as Russia tried to declare it had annexed the region. More details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
In his Friday night address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reported that Ukrainian soldiers this week liberated 776 square kilometers of territory and 29 settlements in eastern Ukraine. But reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine on Friday that the city of Zaporizhia, where civilians came under Russian shelling this week, remains insecure.
The city of Zaporizhia for the moment is this kind of concentration of internally displaced people and humanitarian organizations. And of course, it is very close to the city of Enerhodar, where the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is located, and this creates even more danger.
With the fate of the nuclear power plant a constant uncertainty, U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday said he believes Russia is edging the world toward a nuclear showdown. The White House on Friday downplayed those remarks. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Relatives collapsed in grief over the small coffins of children slain by a fired police officer who stormed a daycare center at nap time. Thailand's deadliest mass killing left virtually no one untouched in the small community nestled among rice paddies in a poor northeastern region. Grief also gripped the rest of the country. Flags were lowered to half staff and school children said prayers. At least 24 of the 36 people killed in the gun and knife attack were children. This is VOA News. Haiti's government has now agreed to request the help of international armed forces as gangs and protesters paralyze the country and basic supplies, including fuel and water, dwindle. A document published Friday and signed by the Prime Minister Ariel Henry and 18 top-ranking officials states that they are alarmed by the risk of a major humanitarian crisis that is threatening the life of many people. It's authorizing Henri to request from international parties and partners the immediate deployment of specialized armed forces in sufficient quantity to stop the crisis caused partly by the criminal actions of armed gangs. It was not clear if the request has been formally submitted. India's government says it has rescued about 130 Indian workers from Myanmar, Cambodia, and Laos after they were lured by agents for fake job opportunities in the information technology sector in Thailand. A spokesperson for the External Affairs Ministry says some fraudulent IT companies appear to be engaged in digital scamming and forged cryptocurrencies, and that the Indian workers were held captive and forced to commit cyber fraud. He says the companies appear to be operating through agents in Dubai, Bangkok, and some Indian cities, and recruiting Indian workers through social media advertisements for fake, highly lucrative jobs in Thailand. The U.S. is targeting a Malaysian wildlife trafficker and his transnational criminal organization for financial sanctions related to the illegal shipment of rhino, horn, ivory, and other specimens. The U.S. Treasury Department says that Tel Boon Ching engages in the cruel trafficking of endangered and threatened wildlife and the products of brutal poaching. It says that he specializes in the transportation of rhino, horn, ivory, and other, also known as scaly anteaters, from Africa using routes through Malaysia and Laos to consumers in Vietnam and China. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday praised Ukrainian troops for their progress over the past week in driving back Russian forces in the east, and this is even as Russia has tried to declare that it has in fact annexed the region. There is more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.